Hello, my name is Mike Matthews, the host of the longest running self-produced daily podcast on planet Earth by a guy named Mike in the land of Ameritopica here at the last place on Earth, broadcasting from Cafe Anyway. It is Mike's Daily Podcast and it is FFF episode 3171. I work in radio, and one of the things that's really upsetting us and all those folks that straddle the line between doing radio and voice actor work is that we're being replaced by artificial intelligence. So much artificial, and even musicians getting replaced by artificial intelligence. Tilly Norwood is the latest in this saga. Unlike most young performers aspiring to make it in the film industry, Tilly Norwood is an entirely artificial intelligence-made character. Norwood, dubbed Hollywood's first AI actor, is the product of a company named Sequoia. And there's an X in there and a couple other weird funky letters. I don't know if I said it right, but this company bills itself as the world's first artificial intelligence talent studio. Boo! This from the Associated Press. Since the Dutch producer and comedian Eline Vandervelden launched the digital character's prospective career, Tilly Norwood has been all the talk in Hollywood, but not in a good way. Guilds, actors, filmmakers, they have met this product with an immediate wave of backlash, protesting that artificial intelligence should not have a starring role in the acting profession. In a statement, the Screen Actors Guild said that creativity is and should always remain human-centered. To be clear, Tilly Norwood is not an actor. It's a character generated by a computer program that was trained on the work of countless professional performers without permission or compensation. It has no life experience to draw on, no emotion, and from what we've seen, audiences aren't interested in watching computer-generated content untethered from the human experience. So these AI things, they're thieves. They're stealing from us. They're stealing from our early souls there. Vandervelden, founder of the AI production studio Particle 6, promoted Tilly Norwood at the Zurich Summit, that is the industry sidebar of the Zurich Film Festival. She said that the talent agencies were circling Norwood and that she expected to soon announce a signing. Many in Hollywood, though, hope that that never happens and that whoever's texting me would stop. I'm in the middle of my podcast. That's how you know I'm not AI generated. It's because real life things happen, like people text you. Well, you're trying to tell an interesting story. So this is one thing. Oh, here's an interesting thing that Natasha Lyonne, who's in that Fantastic Four movie, and her hair is actually, I didn't recognize her because her hair is so different. You know, she's usually got the wild Russian doll's hair. That was one of the things she did on Netflix. Or the poker face thing that she did on Peacock. Her hair is just crazy. It's a little more subdued in Fantastic Four. I'm like, oh yeah, that's Natasha Lyonne. She wrote on Instagram, any talent agency that engages in this should be boycotted by all guilds. She actually sounded more like, should be boycotted by all guilds. No, she didn't sound like that at all. But she's got kind of a rough, gravelly, really, it's like you're a female Peter Falk, which is what they were doing with Poker Face, is trying to do like a female version of Columbo. But the Russian doll star is directing a feature titled Uncanny Valley that pledges to use ethical artificial intelligence in combination with traditional filming techniques. Which is interesting because Uncanny Valley is the reason why these AI-generated people always, in the end, give away themselves and prove to be fake. It's all you got to look is for the Uncanny Valley, that dead look, that dead doll look in their eyes. The shark eyes. Deeply misguided and totally disturbed, she said. Not the way, not the vibe, not the use. Oh, what do you think? Let's go into Cafe Anyway. It's a real place! No! Don't dispute me on that. It's real. Look, I'm even opening the door for you.
Cafe Anyway.
Welcome to Cafe Anyway.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
FFF episode 3171, 3171. Mike through talking really quick. I'm going to sing a song for you right now. Here we go.
Mike's Daily Podcast.
It's FFF episode 3171. I'm Mike Matthews. Welcome to Podcastro Valley, somewhere in the land of Maritopica. And I really love to do this show, broadcasting from Cafe Anyway. Oh, this is where we are, the last place on Earth. Snow. There's no snow right now. Although, the skies look very dark.
Daily Podcast.
Very dark and gloomy at this point, but we are going to bring you this program, Mike's Daily Podcast. We're going to talk about stuff that I never do, like travel,
podcast,
like fly.
Yeah.
I want to get away. I want to fly away. I was thinking about, so it's Bad Bunny who's going to be the Super Bowl act next year. And you know, I think it was Kendrick Lamar last year? I want to say it was Shakira before that with Jennifer Lopez, and we did the whole Puerto Rico thing, and Bad Bunny's from Puerto Rico, and I need to go to Puerto Rico. My lovely lady friend is from there, or well, she has ancestors from there, we shall say, although she's originally from the Bronx, but I would love to see it. It looks amazing and beautiful there. So once upon a time, though, I remember acts like Coldplay. Remember when Coldplay did? I don't know if that was the best idea to have Coldplay do it. Because watching Chris Martin try to be all dancey and what it is it's spectacle. The Super Bowl wants spectacle. They want someone who could, well, and another thing is you really can't have musicians on stage. I think was it Aerosmith did it one year, or they showed up on somebody else's performance. Because that's the big thing, too, is you bring in as many guest stars as you can on the halftime show. But it just doesn't look... It's too loud. It's too... They got too much sound, bounce, back, reverb.
Here's today's podcast picture.
Whatever you want to call it. You have been... Maybe you have had the opportunity to talk on a microphone at some kind of big, like, open space with big echo, like a football stadium at your high school or maybe in a church, and you get that tremendous bounce back. It's very distracting. So I guess to have pre-recorded instruments is the thing to do, and just everyone accepts it now in the world of the Super Bowl. The podcast picture doesn't have to do with the Super Bowl, though, which is months off. Why are we even talking about it? We're already thinking ahead to next year. Wow. And the late, great Basil the Boxer and I had many a great year together. I don't know if he was... This is a podcast picture of Fremont, actually, in the sky right now. I just took this picture a little while ago, and the sky right now is very gloomy and dark. Well, Basil the Boxer and I have walked... Over the years, we walked many times in the rain. I remember one time we went to this huge park. It's in Point Isabel, next to Berkeley, and Richmond and the Albany. And there is this big park where Point Isabel.
Tada.
And there's actually a cafe there for people that are letting their dogs run around, and they've got food for dogs. I don't know if they have chowder, but you let your dogs run around. And one time I got knocked over by a Labrador going like 80 miles an hour, just totally knocked me over like a bowling pin. And I was walking on a sidewalk, so I landed really hard on the concrete.
Excuse
Ouch.
Me!
Is maybe what that dog said as they knocked me over. I didn't even get an excuse me out of it. Oh, what's the difference between cement and concrete? I always forget that. Cement can be made of concrete or one or the other. I'm not going to look it up right now. Just... Go with me on this one, will you? It was just a crazy day. Oh, we're talking about dogs running around in the rain. Oh,
I think part of what is happening, I think Democrats are lighting their hair on fire to get you to cover this story to kind of keep repeating the same story.
Well, none of our hair was on fire because The rain was coming down. It was just me and a couple other dog owners letting our dogs run around free, which is what they do at Point Isabel. It's one of the world's biggest dog parks. I don't know if that's for sure, but it certainly seemed to me to be that. And the rain is coming down, and we're the only idiots there enjoying the rain.
I want to be the computer from Star Trek.
The dog enjoyed it too. And the computer named Alexa was not there from Star Trek. Was that the name of the computer on Star Trek from Alexa? I know it was not, but that's neither here nor there anywhere. It, in my mind's eye, it is. Okay.
Here we go. You're switched on. You're a bit of all right.
I know. Yes. I lost the thread there, as the Brits say. So people were flying a lot this year. There was, let's see, more than 5 million flights at the beginning of the summer, making it one of the busiest summers in 15 years. Let's see. Travelers had to carry that real ID driver's license that began on May 7th. Or other acceptable forms of identification to board domestic flights. You needed that kind of identification to get on the flights. Now,
They
took the jobs away. I don't know if there's anybody that has the job of giving out passports, because I have looked everywhere to try and get a passport. That's what I want. I don't want the real ID. I want the passport because I want to fly. I want to get away. I want to fly. Oh, and that's why I was thinking about that when Lenny Kravitz was at the Super Bowl one year. That's what we all came back to the Super Bowl. So, yes, flying sounds like a lot of fun. I would love to fly. I would love to get a passport. It is really difficult to do. People tell me, oh, no, you just get your picture taken. And you go, no, I can't find anywhere online. There's a form I have to fill out.
You've got to be kidding me.
I hate filling out forms, but that's the way it is. The top domestic destinations, by the way, this year were Seattle, New York City, Boston. Please come to Boston. She said, no, boy, you come home to me. And Denver.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Denver or Orlando. Those were the ones. Sorry, no Minnesota. As we go outside a cafe anyway, where we bring you Mike's Daily Podcast, somewhere in Podcaster Valley, the last place on earth the land of Ameritopka. I'm broadcasting from Cafe Anyway. Domestic airfare was down 6% this summer. So, dang, I should have flown. And there was an average of paid of $720 round trip. That seems high. Hotel prices apparently dropped over the summer to 11%.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody's got time for high hotel prices. Car rentals were actually down 3%. And that is what we found out this past summer. However, meanwhile, a low-cost airline just shut down. I have no idea what this airline is.
I'm really busy right now.
I'm really busy trying to find it. It is, they're from Iceland. Isn't that the country that Trump wants to take over? And said, hey, we're going to take it over because they don't like the people that are running it. And so it'll be great when America runs it. Well, play. They're from Iceland and they have ceased operations. They canceled all remaining flights around the globe. This happened this past weekend, the decision.
We have a basic responsibility to protect people's data. And if we can't do that, then we don't deserve to have the opportunity to serve.
No, that is not the guy that runs Play Airlines. That's the guy that runs Meta, who's got all our information, and he's laughing. Because he controlled, but he says he has a responsibility. And he does. And you better observe that responsibility. So they suspended all flights in the United States Play Airlines. The German carrier Condor Airlines is really nice to fly them, flying the friendly skies. They told Travel and Leisure it would offer special fares to Play passengers affected by the closure, in efforts to ease the inconvenience faced by Play customers during this period of disruption. I think that's kind of ridiculous because you've already paid. And
huge.
I guess the airline recommended customers with future travel plans who purchase their tickets with a credit card to contact the card about potential refunds. All of this sounds ridiculous. So maybe I won't fly. And then with a government shutdown, which may have been resolved by the time you listen to this, that's another thing.
What president ever talks like that?
I know.
That's not who we are.
Well, you had government shutdowns while you were president, too. So I don't know. Play, by the way, operated a hub and spoke model offering discounted fares with all flights going through Reykjavik. Oh, I so want to hear a song now by Bjork. Let's see. There's
He's nuts! They're nuts! This they know nothing!
I do know something. This wasn't supposed to happen. This wasn't supposed to happen. That's when she was with the, what was that group she was with? Not the Pine Needles, not the Pogues, not the Pixies. It'll come to me in a second. But the airline first launched.
What in the world was that
about?
It
was me trying to remember the name of Bjork's band. The airline first launched in the U.S. back just, well, within the past 5 years, and at one point served Baltimore, Boston, D.C., and upstate New York. So possibly, if you're here on the West Coast, you never flew with them. Well, let's continue on with what else I have found
all
here.
All right, we made it through.
We made it through that story. Hickey high earners at the epicenter. They're at the epicenter of a new cost headache for retailers. Buy now, return later. Yes, since the pandemic, U.S. retailers stared down a massive $890 billion tab from returns last year. Yes, returning things. Buy now, return later. The rate has more than doubled since 2019, among large retailers.
I caught you a delicious bass.
Oh, thank you. That would be nice to have from a retailer, a delicious bass. But I got sidetracked by Napoleon Dynamite there. Yes. So what is happening in this crazy world is people returning things we talked about on the last podcast. The guy that's returning anvils. He's having anvils delivered to his house from Amazon, then having them returned in a way to somehow undermine Amazon to bring them to their knees. But this is absolutely true news that you possibly have heard from different sources.
You are fake news.
Fake news.
You are incorrect. The associated costs are rising even more. Department stores are taking the hardest hit with a return rate in the high teens versus only 4.5% for all U.S. retailers. Gen Z.
Oh, someone's going to get fired.
I know, with all these returns. Gen Z has the lowest return rate. Unless you're talking about electronics, they're returning a lot of those. Higher income shoppers are returning items at nearly twice the rate of lower income households. Come on! He said, trying to be like, was that Costanza? Higher income households are less cash constrained and so are more likely to buy items speculatively, knowing they can return them later if they decide that they're not right for them. For shoppers, free returns have become the trade-off for hitting buy. I said, I'll buy it, and if I don't like it, I'll get it. Now, something happened recently where we had a radio, and I would actually show it to you on the video if you go to twitch.tv, but it's just beyond my reach to get it. It's right over here. But if I were to grab it and put it in front of the camera that I have right now going twitch.tv/Mike Podcast, a shortened version of Mike's Daily Podcast, you would see that this radio, the speakers just suddenly just turned off and stopped. No matter what mode you put it in, CD player, radio, Bluetooth, you're going to play something off your phone, whatever. Nope, no audio whatsoever. Volume is completely gone. However, I still use it because...
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. Way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way.
Stop treating Sarah Huckabee like that, even though she calls cat women awful and uncaring. And any woman that doesn't have a family, that doesn't have kids, as as selfish. Despite all that, should be rude to her. Don't be rude to anyone. My point is that this radio does have a cool little strobe thing that it does. It's somehow still playing the audio, because otherwise the light would just be this one light. But because it's sensing audio that's playing out of I have it on a radio station, and I'm basically seeing the radio station. If I was blind, I would be able to see the radio station. No, wait, that's not right. If I was deaf, I'd be able to see the audio fluctuating with the different colors that this radio does. And it's supposed to be made by Magnavox, but I was told by someone that is a lie, that someone bought the brand name and it's some cheap knockoff version that Amazon, of course, uses. But they say it's Magnavox. But no, that's a false brand. And there's a lot of that going on. Those brands got bought up by other people that then go, ooh, this has got credibility. Little do people know that that brand died long ago, and the people that actually made those, they're long gone. And what made them high quality, those people are gone that made it high quality. You get what I'm saying? Or do you get what I'm saying? I know what I would do. I would give you the phone number right now to call me if you would like to tell me what
you're doing. Call Mike at the Cafe Anyway hotline. Area code 510-228-4640.
That would be the number to call. Anyway, I cannot return this darn radio that doesn't work. Although it does work if you're deaf. I can't return it. We've tried. We've gone through everywhere on Amazon, and they're just not taking it back. They said it's gone. You're past the time. Even though I've only had it for 2 years, but eh. For retailers already squeezed by tariffs and soft demand, buy now, return later is proving to be an expensive habit to support. I'd like to thank you for listening. And by listening, you're supporting the podcast. If you would like to see the video, it is at twitch.tv, and there is a link at mikesdailypodcast.com. Just look for that thing on my page that says, see the video here. But you have to see it within the next 6 days, because then it gets deleted. Hey, look who's here.
Hello, Michael Masters, mother. Ooh, the mega horror, that was great. I hope I get to see the video. Ooh.
Well, you're actually here right now, so you don't have to see the video, because you're here and you're seeing it. And then you're also seeing the colorful lights of that radio that doesn't work unless you're deaf.
Michael Masters, that's wonderful. I love it that you are sharing things. Ooh.
Do you like flying?
Yes.
Do you like Iceland?
Yes.
Do you like the Pixies?
No.
Oh. Okay. And I'm still, the back of my brain is still working, trying to figure out, hey, there's one person in the chat room. What was the name of the band that is that Bjork was in? Please let me know. Okay, where else are we? Oh, look who else is here.
Hello there, Mike. This is Valentino, the Burger King attendant.
And this is Bison Bentley. Do you know that?
Mike, we think the name of the band was called the Box Lightner's D.
Yeah, Bruce Box Lightner. Do you know that? Bruce Boxleitner, he was in Tron. Aren't they coming out with a new Tron movie? But like, instead of you being in the virtual world, the digital world, that was really cool back in the 80s when they couldn't really make a digital world. They had really expensive, so expensive to do CGI that they just had to do the basics. But then they had to do this weird animation where they had to color each frame with animation. It's not actually digital that's making it look like they're in a video world, except for there is some CGI with some of the spaceships in that digital realm that Jeff Bridges goes to with Bruce Boxleitner. And then they did a sequel a few years ago, actually about 10 years ago, and they went back into the world, and there was like a virtual Jeff Bridges and Bruce Boxleitner they looked really weird and uncanny valley, like crazy and scary. And then there was that whole thing. But now there's a new movie with the guy from the Wonder Years. No, The one from the band 3 Seconds to Mars. That guy. Lee. Something. Yeah. He's in it, and I guess he plays a villain, and we'll see how that is. Maybe you'll know by the time you hear this. Okay. That is all the stuff that we have here on the show. So I would like to thank you for watching. If you're watching on that link through mikesdailypodcast.com. But since you are probably listening to this, as most people do, because it is an audio podcast, it's a radio show called Mike's Daily Podcast. Thank you for listening. With all things having to do with Mike's Daily Podcast, we go to the mainframe and hear from A-Frame. Thank you for listening.
Oh, how sweet.
The sugar cube. So sweet. The sugar cubes. It was the sugar cubes. Ah, why did it not register in my brain? And that song was called Hit. I think it came out in 1992. Cool tune. Okay. Take it away, A-Frame.
Mike's Daily Podcast is written and produced and performed by Mike Matthews. His podcast is super easy to find. Download or listen to his show and read his blog at mikesdailypodcast.com.
Email Mike now at mikesdailypodcast@gmail.com.
See you tomorrow. Bye.